Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is August 22nd, 2018. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 165 of the Follow English Podcast, and today I'm going to be finishing the series which I am calling 25 Years of EFL Teaching. Basically, I'm just going to make some final remarks here to close the series, and I also intend to talk a little bit about the next 25 years, the future of EFL teaching. So I would like to start by saying that an important piece of advice for all you EFL teachers out there, especially those of you who are still starting this new career, and I would like to say that it's important to keep a positive attitude in class, and sometimes it's not so easy to do that. I think it involves a lot the psychological side of the atmosphere. I mean, keeping a positive attitude might also mean being straightforward and also challenging your students from time to time, as well as challenging yourself, trying to avoid being afraid of new things, of new materials, of new new varieties of English, of new, like, oh, I don't like to work with this kind of English or that kind of English. I don't like business language or business English or trying to learn as much as you can and learning from different sources as well. And this involves challenging yourself. And so if you learn how to challenge yourself, you can also challenge your students and try to keep learning and teach them how to learn above all, not only to learn languages, but how to learn. I think that in the future, things will keep changing. I think this career has been changing a lot because of computers and technology in general. And I think one important thing that EFL teachers have to keep in mind, they have to be able to find the opportunities to teach their students, because the way we deal with materials nowadays is completely different from the way we used to deal with materials back in the 90s. At least in my experience, we used to have a much more textbook-oriented class, while now I think there is no reason not to explore all the authentic materials we have online. And videos or listening activities, articles, everything. And so it's important to keep an eye open for finding the right opportunities to teach people. And sometimes we forget about that. We get excited with the materials and we forget about that. I also think that EFL teachers must keep working on their education, and that's not only through formal education. I mean, nowadays there are lots of online courses, so it's pretty easy for you to keep learning and keep improving your own English, and mainly keep learning. Observe language, notice the language, pay attention to the nuances, and keep learning about everything, about vocabulary, about pronunciation. This is essential in every profession, and our profession is a profession that demands a lot of skills in terms of being able to adapt to a changing career. And I think it's important to keep learning then. So adapting to the new ways, to the new, but above all, keep learning. So keep learning and keep following. Thank you very much. This is it. I hope to be doing more often, go back to my language-related episodes. And so I'll see you next time. Before I finish, let me just remind you that the webpage for this podcast, in case you want to check out the other episodes, is at pod.followenglish.com.br. There you can use the search box, and you can also use the tags, and there are lots of different ways you can find materials. And you can also add your email to the email list in case you want to get a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you have any suggestions or comments about the episodes. Thanks for listening. Keep learning, keep following, and I'll see you next time. Bye.